What's up, you guys? You already. It's your girl, Miss Cocaine Kisses. I'm in the building. I am fucking tired, you guys, but I am here. You're fucking here. We're here. So yeah, let's just get straight to it and do what it is I do, shall we?
Ignition sequence has started. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We have commit and we have liftoff at 2:13. The Saturn V loading up to 7.6 million tons of thrust, and it is clear.
You're jamming with the hottest disc jockey. Disc jockey.
Whatever.
What's up, you guys? Oh my goodness. How are you? Top of the fucking top. It is March the 19th, Friday, Freaky Friday. And I thought about it before I even got on. I was like, damn, I haven't did a Freaky Friday and I don't fucking know how long. So you guys know I owe you and I will be coming back to that type of energy. Really soon in the near future. But let me begin by first saying the obvious. I love you guys. I love you guys. I appreciate you so much. And shout out to Senegal. You guys have become the latest country to listen in on my podcast, and so I appreciate you guys. I'm totally going to show you love and play your country's anthem. Not on this episode though, because this is a lengthy one and I just want to get straight to it, because my listeners, the older ones that is, they know I have a tendency to ramble and rant, and so I don't want to, you know, take up more time than necessary. But guys, let me just say, I am fucking tired. Like, I kid you not. So sleep who, what, when, where, why? Let me begin by explaining why I'm so tired. So if I didn't mention it, and I'm quite certain I did, this week was, because the week is clearly coming to an end today, as of today, but it is still Public Defense Week. You guys know I work for a public defender's office as a paralegal, and so I was given the opportunity through my employers to go to the 2021 National Defenders Conference, which, by the way, started yesterday. So it's from yesterday up until Saturday. So so this is the first time they've ever done it virtually. So I spent a good amount of my day yesterday, obviously, at the conference, gaining as much information that I could surrounding the topic of what it is exactly we do in other states, how we can assist other defenders' offices with information that might be vital for them. It's just like very informative. And so far it's been really productive. I like it. So there's that, right? So I've had my attention directed there. Then you guys wouldn't believe, like, for days I've been focused on this battle that I'm giving to you today, and it is always a lot. I tell you guys that all the time. I don't think you really understand how much it is, but I love what I love to do, how much it is to write out 3 rounds of somebody's material. At the minimum, it always comes out to about 11 pages, right? So with that being said, I was doing that. I'm doing working. I'm doing the conference. You know, I got remote learning with Door. Just so much shit. Just a lot of things juggling. So, you know, not making any excuses, people. No excuses necessary. Just giving you a heads up on what the fuck has been going on and why exactly it took me such a long time to do what it is I'm doing. So, but I'm here, and I know you guys are super fucking patient with me. So, yeah. All right, so, real talk, you guys should already know. If you don't, let me stress that the commentary that you hear is solely my opinion. It is not endorsed or affiliated whatsoever with any of the battle rappers that participated in the battles with Caffeine or URL, Smack, none of that. This is just me as a fan critiquing the event, right? And also, I wanted to stress that I'm simply only reciting these artists' words. And so I make no claim to their material. I do not own any rights to their content. And again, I am in no affiliation with neither URL nor Caffeine. I am an independent proprietary. Okay, so what I'm doing here is strictly me and my brand, my company, my trademark, my name. All right. Also, you guys know I'm super truthful and honest. There are many times when I go through these battles where I don't always catch what's being said. Sometimes people have accents that are really difficult to decipher because of the way they say certain words. So I always let you know. If you hear something and you heard the battle too and it's like, nah, Cole, that's not what they said, motherfucker, call me up and tell me what the fuck they said. Because I'm not a battle rapper. I'm just a battle rapper fan, right? And I really do appreciate the culture for what it is, for what it represents. And I take the time to do this for those who may not have caught the battle or specifically to kind of give a... what I would say, fair observation of what was said. Because sometimes if you hear something only once and don't get a chance to hear it again, your opinion of it is jaded. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So I just want to let that be known. Shout out to all the battle rappers at these events because I really am inspired by what they do. Not that I want to be a battle rapper, just the courage and the creativity they inherit to be as savvy, if you will, with their wordplay. And you know, it's worth giving acknowledgement, especially a motherfucker like me who love words. Like, I love grammar. I'm supposed to be somebody's English teacher somewhere in another life. I'm pretty certain of it. But now, this particular battle right here, this one right here is my favorite. I'm not even going to hold you. This is definitely my favorite battle of that night. This is the Loso versus Vixen, the assassin battle. I'm going to be giving you the commentary, the bars on. And let me begin by saying my predictions were solid. Prior to the event, I predicted on one of these segments that the win was going to go to Loso. And the reason I said that is because not only does he have or has gained a good amount of experience in the sport, but he is definitely a person that brings a lot of strengths with him when he steps in the ring, like if there was a ring, right? Like Queen of the Ring type shit. But no, sincerely, like, I pay attention to what each battle rapper offers. And this nigga here though, like, to me, again, some of his strengths that I have been privy to tune into is his flow. His overall flow and his consistency in that flow. So he has a way of spitting his bars to where it's always on a invisible melody, if you will. Like, it stays consistent. He has a lot of stage presence, which enhances his performance, that ultimately has a cause and effect, because then you have what? The crowd engaging. So the punches he swings are deadly. His wordplay is phenomenal. And just his ability to just like be very creative with how he lines up. His punches, his angles, you know, when he gives personal bars, and again, this is all for entertainment purposes, people, you know, they spit their bars, and it's not like, well, you know, as far as I know now, because shit has happened in the past, right? But it's not like, okay, we're gonna say these words, and then, you know, we're gonna duke it out afterwards. No, you know, this is for entertainment purposes only. And again, let me be clear, if you're listening to me and some of the lyrics that I recite is offensive to you, then I would suggest you don't listen to this, because battle rap, this is battle rap, right? So the same things I'm saying is what you would have heard these actual battle rappers say themselves if you caught the event, right? I don't think anything is said to be derogatory towards anyone. It's all for entertainment purposes, you know, only. So if you're one of those sticklers and you want to point out this not right, he didn't said that, that's discriminative, please don't even listen to this segment. This one is not for you. I think what I like a lot about Loso is, besides the fact that he's a Christian, I love the fact that he loves God. I definitely love the fact that he loves God. Him in the saga and they little setup they got. What is it? The Horseman or something to that effect, JC. But anyway, moving forward, I love the fact that he's very open and honest about his love for Christ. But when he's punching you in these rounds, he's dazing the fuck out of you. I don't even think the opponent at that moment has the momentum to, you know, catch themselves. Like, they literally, once he starts, it's really difficult for somebody to come back. You really need to be a veteran, in my opinion, to do that. But yeah, let's get right into his first round. This is round one. And the nigga said, 4 years ago, I told y'all ladies I had to speak on some things. How come nobody in Queen of the Ring ever became a queen with a whoo? Yeah, that one line. Hold on. You know how I'm doing this shit. You know exactly how I'm doing this. Yes, that one line was serious. Nigga said, yo, that one line changed Shuni the rapper life forever. Now Debo on a mission to book somebody to come and get revenge and leave the Christian all shook. Talking about assassin gonna kill me. I seen them predictions y'all took, but I was told you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. So why the hell would I believe that vixen gonna cook? Hey, slow burner. You see where this is going, right? I know you see where this is going. Okay, let's go. Son said, man, look, y'all the ones in love with her. But since you want to marvel at an assassin, this R and I'm a punisher. Wait, hold on. That don't sound right. I told you motherfuckers, that bitch is tired. You better know this is for the love of it. All right, wait, run that back. Nigga said, man, look, y'all the ones in love with her. But since y'all want to marvel at an assassin, this round I'm a punisher. There we go. Y'all better not be judging me. You know y'all love me. So you see where this nigga's going. What you bragging about? How you getting all these names? You know how many vixens have an STD? It's only right they gave you DNA in flames. Whew. Well, today, let's get the line of her up with a word inside of a punch. Your last battle already proved in my mind you a chump. After DNA, I could have sworn that your stock should have jumped. But then they turned vixen into a first lady. Who you? Melania Trump? You see what I'm saying? You see where I'm going? And this is why I said his strength with the consistency and how he delivers his bars is so like eloquent. But let me keep it going. Girl, you suck at rapping on beats. Either that or your engineer ain't using his gift. I mean, for somebody who's so proud to be black and white, you sure could care less that your music is mi- So you guys, you know, Loso is one of those, and several other artists, battle rap artists do that too. Like, they'll set up their line so that they don't even need to say the last word because it's, you know, evident what's going to be said. And then that's the crowd engagement that I was referring to earlier. So, yeah, so that was a smooth line too, that your music is mixed. Man, you know what this is. A walking contradiction. Every time you try to spit, got the nerve to call yourself an assassin, but can't put out a hit. Yo, first of all, I think he took it quite easy with her, you know, because this nigga could have went, he could have dumbed out, but he didn't yet. But he's still punching. Like, it don't matter, you a female type of punches too. I am pissed that I am on stage with a peasant. I can give you a list on why she ain't that impressive. Delivery, terrible, breathing off, no cater of progression. I mean, that's three, dear. Hate to be rude off the back with comments, but ain't vixen supposed to slay with the presence? Yeah, no, damn well that line was tough. And it's not like we haven't heard that metaphor used before, but I just love the way that he did it. And again, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. I don't, you know, it ain't personal, but just critiquing, you know, the craft and the art of this. Some of the deliveries do be a little terrible. I didn't even really, you know, I hadn't focused on her breathing. Like, I'm gonna be real, until this nigga said this in his first round. And then as I kept listening to obviously the rest of the battle, it was apparent that that was a whole fact. Cause you know, I record this on audio, so I can hear when she spit her rounds where that is exactly a factor. What he's saying is definitely a fact. Unfortunately, but that whole, I mean, that's three deer. You get it. Three deer. Hate to be rude off the bat. Rude off. Like this shit, I love when, you know, I love when they do that with comments, like comments, shit that you say, comment the name of the fucking reindeer. But ain't vixen supposed to slay with the presence? That was tough. Then the nigga comes behind that with, hold up. Man, listen, I'm telling you, you gotta love this shit here. I do. Sunset, you better than my team? Who? Saga? Saga, Ward, Oops, definitely can't mess with my guy, Streets. In other words, Vixen got in backwards. thinking she next to IV. That was fucking tough. Like, and I didn't really, I'm gonna just be honest, I didn't catch that right away when I first heard it. It was when I wrote it out that I was like, oh, this nigga lose. All right. I'm a beast. I'm talking on every level. I know your daddy like to colonize, but I'm gonna teach you to never settle. What if she tempts you, Loso? Man, I don't sweat the devil. I wouldn't be. I wouldn't be rocked by a kiss on stage if this was heavy metal. Yeah, is y'all listening to this nigga? They say you very special, but you ain't new here. This assassin. You're 9 years deep in the game, baby, that's for sure. But what changed? Cause it's funny how you want your past ignored. Before last year, everybody had you as a last resort. You wasn't selling tickets or packing floors. You don't look better or rap better than jazz or bars. You dated Chino Velez and couldn't get a... So again, back to that leaving the bar open for you to know exactly what was being said that he didn't need to say. I'm thinking this promo and couldn't get a pro. Wait, that's it, smack. You booking her to get back at Norbs? Yeah, inside joke. If you know, you know. Like, I'm definitely not gonna spend time breaking that one down. But yeah, that was shade. That was that shade, messy shit. Cause you know, you guys know, sometimes in battle rap, things don't just stay to the bars. You know, something happens, and you know, people do have life outside of battle rap, and their life outside of battle rap somehow ends up becoming battle rap. So yeah, like, you just gotta be very careful, I guess, how you move if you're a battle rapper, because the minute somebody finds information, dirt, or anything that they can use against you in a battle, please understand they're going to. Like, nothing is off limits, I think, pretty much. You evil, man. Hey, but I ain't shocked at this. Because when an assassin gets a shot, it's usually because of politics. It's obvious you are not here because you rap nice. If you was a man with the same talent. Okay, so this next line right here, I have no clue what this one word is that he says. So I'm not even going to try it. I am going to just play it so you can hear it, and then I'll proceed further. Okay, you guys, that's fair, because I don't want to say it wrong, but yeah, hold on.
If you was a man with the same talent, you would be trying out for the Crucible, getting your stats right.
Alright, let's go. This is past hype. Every other line, she swings left and jabs right, then resets and adds spice. Woo. You surprised them versus DNA. You someone that the staff like, but after they put you on notice. No, run that back. You someone that the staff like, but after they put you on notice, has the gas light. Yeah, that's exactly what he said. But after they put you on E, notice. How to gaslight. So that was simple, but yeah, still hard. It ain't new anymore. Like, nigga said, it ain't new anymore. Like when Av bites. A vixen looking for a come up like draft night. Before this, she was slaving in Milwaukee. Battling on a cartel for a side price. So pump your brakes. Of course you got here by accident. Your road was filled with black ice. I mean, Christ, let us pray. Lord, I need your help. Because when she was looking right versus DNA, so she was looking right versus DNA, so of course it tempted me. But after you took that girdle off versus Lady Flames, I said, Lord, forgive me. I was tripping. Hey, but you see the difference? They praise my body of work because I don't take favors. They only look at your body of work if it come with a waist trainer. Oh my God, yo, this nigga here. But I get it. They pay you extra if you wear them to perform, which I understand clearly, because every time I wrap around, my figures tend to look better than before. But yours, you know how she raps, right? You a dead eye, head knot, red dot. I am Corinne Stephens. Yo, that way of setting up your punches, as weak as it seems, falls right in line with what we believe about Queen of the Ring. I would have said, get me a big chopper, something that this queen never seen. But that ain't original. We used to seeing vixens in front of a King magazine. Aye! And despite the fact that I felt like in his first round, like he was playing no games, he's still smooth. Like he ain't, you know what I'm saying? Finish her. But damn, my nigga, like he getting ready to. His lead in there, every battle is deja vu. The same old angle. That's the way y'all lose. Well, I'ma turn you into a Christian. And I don't play by rules, so I'ma have my wife smack the hoe out you, so I can save her too. I got charisma, I got punches, and I got a flow that's cold. You better try to keep up tonight, or you're gonna lose that soul. Easy. Guys, first round Loso, I thought was flawless. I didn't see and had no issues with it. Good energy, good tempo. I don't think it was, you know, too much, too quick. Very spot on round one, in my opinion. If I had to give him a weakness, because when I was given the strengths, I really don't think that I mentioned one, but I think to me, one of his weaknesses is pitch and how he yells a lot. You know, and there's a time and place and, you know, for that. But sometimes the yelling or the screaming, you know, I could do without. But that's pretty much the only thing that comes to my mind. Like, seriously, you guys, when I consider a weakness of his, maybe, you know, refresh and look at some former battles and I might notice something. But yeah, in the present moment, nah. So yeah, I really, really, really shout out to Loso for a very well orchestrated round one. Yeah, and so moving forward, get this shit going. Then we got Vixen with her round one. Shout out to Vixen, the assassin. definitely is making herself a lot more known than she had in the past. She's doing what it is she feels she does, which is murder niggas, right? She is the assassin. So, and listening to her, some of the strengths that I noticed about her when she's battling is that she has a great deal of confidence, which is critical, I would believe, as a battle rapper. Like, if you don't believe your shit is fire, and if you ain't saying it with conviction, how the fuck is the crowd supposed to believe you, let alone your opponent? So that confidence she has, it drives a good momentum to keep her charged if she should, you know, make a mistake, stumble, forget a line. It doesn't do too much damage. You know what I'm saying? Her confidence allows her to get back real quick and, you know, keep going. So I definitely think that's worth mentioning. Good delivery when it hits. I wouldn't go as far as Loso in his round one and say that it's terrible, but there are moments where it could have been tighter, or the way it was set up seemed a bit predictable, pen lazy. But I do want to say that I do recognize that she is someone who attempts and does on many occasions respond with rebuttals. Now, to me, that's huge in battle rap. You know, everybody has their own different way they judge these battles, or what they look for when they judging them. For me, rebuttals is right there, all the way at the top when it comes to you know, pro status. Because it's like this: you can give anybody enough time and they can write something well, right? You give a person time to write, they can write. But it's different when you can react right on the spot with a response that is a direct cause and effect from what was just said to you. Like, no, a lot of people can't do that. That's a skill to me. So I am impressed with her ability to, you know, address that. Like, you know what, I'm a do that, and if it doesn't come out well, then I'm gonna work on it. So I see that. I see her rebuttals. I like that she will oftentimes in her battles take something that was mentioned by her competitor in their previous round and then address it in her round. So shout out to you for doing that, Mom. Now, in all fairness, you know, some of the weaknesses that I noticed to me is that her setups can oftentimes become quite predictable. Her transitions from one line to another can also be off topic. It's the relevance to how she connected that, if it even connects, sometimes is off. Like, it's off. Which makes me think she's being pen lazy too. Like, or you just not thinking outside the box. Like, you giving me basic punches, basic jabs. But overall, she handles herself quite well. So let's get into her first round, people, shall we? Round one, Vixen the Assassin. So she says, let's see. Is she black? Is she white? Find out on the next episode of Dog Kiss My Ass. You're going to catch a fade from me. Loso, you can separate my black side from my white side, and you still wouldn't have inequalities to race with me. And then a man bringing up a woman body? Why does it matter when you be wearing big ass t-shirts looking like a girl that had a one night stand after the club. I'm honestly baffled. For flaming a faggot, I'll kill this nigga, then hide the body like I did at the DNA battle. Okay, so not her strongest introduction to her first round to me. She completely lost me with that whole big ass t-shirt reference in line. So yeah, just being honest. And the whole hide the body like I did at the DNA battle, that goes back to predictable. Like, I saw that one coming. Listen. She says, listen. Then she went to try to rebuttal, but my nigga.
Nope.
Yeah. Didn't really go the way, you know, she probably wanted it to go. In fact, it was like a
epic fail.
Yeah, but she kept it going. She kept it going. She said, you tell stories, me, I push the narrative. I remain humble. While you became arrogant, that's why I'm carrying with the stick. Ready to split his shit. It's no confidence. I'm really trying. Arrogant, I ain't sparing him. I got it. Tucked your feelings low. Brought a pick me up. Okay. And, And again, I got the whole, you know, feelings low, brought a pick me up. But to me, honestly, it's a better way she could have said that reference or that line. But I'm gonna give it to her. Shit get slumped to his knees, gun to his head. I'm sorry. Shit get slumped, drop to his knees, gun to his head. Since you popping at Fort in this position, you prick in this position, you pray. Now, I'm going to play that for y'all, exactly what she said. Because, again, with the accent, I didn't catch that. Like, you popping at Fort in this position, you prick in this position, that you pray. Listen. Y'all debate about what the fuck was said, because that's what I keep hearing.
Tell stories. Me, I push the narrative. I remain humble. While you became arrogant, that's why I'm carrying with a stick, ready to split a shit. It's no confidence. I'm really trying to arrogance. I ain't sparing them. I got it tucked. Y'all feeling low? I brought a pick me up. He shake his slump. Drop to his knees. Gun to his head. Since you popping that fraud. In this position, you pray. Either.
Okay. Either way, you talking to God. Listen, after this battle, Loso, they gonna say that I killed them. Every time you say you covered in the blood, they gonna remind you that I spilt it. I ain't mad at that one. It's Mr. JC took $150 from me. Boy, he spent that shit. That's how she said it. He spent that shit. Just face it. He told you after the battle. He told you after the battle with Goo Easy in Florida, y'all would get things straightened out. And he ain't been back since. Empress, bro, you really paid him $150 up front and not $15. That don't make a lick of sense. Didn't church teach you? You should have only gave JC 10%. Woo! I don't get this bitch. That just shows you a hoe, low. Why the horsemen ain't mounting up with the sticks? Cause you was acting po' low. definitely was evident, but that was tough. Bro, if I was you, I would have been outraged that night. How you didn't get your 150 back after y'all battled and he got paid that night? Okay, I'll do a verse for you. Just cash at me 150 and it's a go. Beat his face in, I'll knock out all these features for the low. I hate it, bro. You act like we don't know. The horsemen be helping you, right? That shit is big gay. The irony, a Christian that do whatever sins say. I feel played. Y'all teamed up to write for me? That's 100 bad looks. But you a pastor. I expect you to read from another man's book. The shit you push a paralyze. So, you know me, maybe I'm looking too much into it, but I actually liked it, that line, simply from the push and paralyze, and then, you know, paralyze. So I saw that when she said that. So yeah, paralyze, your career is not what it seems, because as far as the horse, bitch, you fell off like Christopher Reeves. You using props now? That's how I knew it wasn't shit you can do for me. Had a silk shirt for Rada because your material ain't smooth as it used to be. Now he up here using me, trying to get his name off my buzz. I'm too major. Even in the Bible, a woman did the work and picked the apple. Adam just had to taste it. Our whole existence. Men been trying to prosper off the fruits of our labor. So, I'm not going to hold you. This definitely did get a crowd reaction. I could have did without it. I don't know if it's because it was too wordy or the way she delivered it. It just seems a little wordy. But I saw the direction of where she was going with it. But I just didn't like the delivery. Maybe that's just what it was. I can't take it. Listen, I can't take it. You trying to save souls? Me, I'm in a different place. If I got a hold to your soul, I ain't letting go. Like death can wait. You tell us not to lose our souls. That shit is flagrant. Where I'm from, they don't lose their soul. Niggas take it. You be saying you got in the church to get out the streets. Loso, when was you in the streets? Boy, fuck you. You got in the church because you was hoping the pastor would touch you. Wow. Let me run that back. Boy, fuck you. You got in the church because you was happy the pastor would touch you. I don't trust you. That's why this line is everlasting. Where is Mac Myron? Loso, you're a faggot. I can't stand it. 25K, I see you get tough quick. Bitch, my shooters got 25Ks. You will never get tough with. Okay. I know that shit had you sick for 25 days. First JC took $150 from you. Then you let Smack chip you out of 25K with that tournament. You got played. Ain't shit we can do with that. But this was petty. But JC is literally right there. Is you scared? I hope you get your money back. It's reasons like that your career gonna remain stagnant. The Chef Trez battled, showed us why you don't give us that feel rapping. I watched that battle with Briz and that crowd from that night is still laughing. And Briz right. The Bible is a classic. But it's still Maddox. Oh, excuse me. Because she does do that. Well, click, click, or whatever. You know the gun sounds and shit niggas made. She said, and Briz right. The Bible is a classic. Click, click, or whatever. Whatever, niggas. But it's still Maddox. Y'all thought I would come up here with some God angles? I'ma show all y'all I can move L. Now he God angel. So honestly, that was a great round one as well. I liked both of their first rounds. If she didn't have that moment in the beginning where like she seemed tongue-tied or tongue-twisted and you know that whole big t-shirt shit, that kind of took a little bit away from the round, but not enough to where I didn't recognize that she had a solid round. But in my opinion, if I had to give the win to someone in this round, it's going to be Loso. I just think he came harder. That's it. I don't think he came later in this round. I think both executed as expected, or I think they was both pleased with their round ones, I would hope. But I think Loso just provided more substance. More stamina, in a sense. It was more his projection of where he was leading us as the fans was more well delivered. I guess that's the best way to refer to it. Like, it was nothing wrong with her delivery. I just think his consistency in having so many battles allows him to always improve on his craft more than maybe others who don't get that many battles or are not that consistent in battling or being in battle rap events. But yeah, moving forward, round two with Loso. So yeah, that's my opinion that Loso took the first round. Now, before I even get into his second round, I'm just going to be quite fucking clear and honest, my niggas. I'm just going to be honest. You know, it's me, truthfully. I'm going to tell you, motherfuckers, this round was a, whoo, my goodness. I guess he ain't like that round one. Maybe he didn't appreciate her being so, you know, like lacking whatever he thought she would lack. I don't know. I feel like his round two, he was mad. Like, nigga want to just finish her type shit. He don't even want it to be a round three. Like, I'm a kill you, bitch. In round two, I'm going to say what I say and that's it and that's all. But you be the judge of it. But he definitely did come out very strong. So, here's his round two. He said, and before I get into it, this round to me was very personal. Like, it was like he was talking to her. So it wasn't just, you know, a round that was filled with a gun reference and thug bars and killer fucking angles. It was more like personal. And yeah, let me get to it. He said, you told Coffee that your mother's black, so therefore you're gonna identify with whatever color woman you come out of. Now, I feel that, Victoria, and that's something I usually would stay out of. But a couple of months ago, you had to prepare for a fight against Emerson Kennedy. It was N-word this and N-word that. Girl, I was scared for your life, because 8 bars later, you started using an angle to make them aware you were white and chose to identify as Caucasian by grabbing your ass for shock value. Cause it different fit that stereotype. Oh, that's what we doing? Fronting so they can book you out of state. Listen to this nigga though. Funny, because ever since that battle with E. Vic, you've been looking out of place. Wow. Don't tell me you ain't catch that. Yeah, simple but deadly. Evictions, looking out of place. Hold up, wait. Geechee, I was surprised you put a type on your lead. But then I saw a crowd go crazy with gas because a white girl said, Nick, yup, sounds like a riot to me. I can't believe they let you move through the doors because the room will absorb. They using you to pursue the viewers. Yo, she don't rap like that, by the way. They using you to pursue the viewers in lieu of support. And the fact that you are black, I see you choose to ignore. Sneaking your way in as a white chick. Yup, I seen this movie before. Jesus. You know what else? You know what else? It sounds like white privilege, a disrespectful view. In her mind, she could never do wrong. So whatever hue she decides is more appropriate, that's what she steps into. Nigga, that's deep though. But my dark-skinned sisters ain't never get to choose. They just get abused by your set of rules. Don't call it bias. It's quite true. You know I know. I'm dark-skinned and chocolatey, so yeah. Because the only fair thing about it is the skin that you get to use. This nigga, yo, he talking. Now, what's so interesting about that line? Like, the line in itself was fucking fire. And like I said, it's definitely going to strike a nerve, or it was definitely meant to trigger the shit out of her. And it was accomplished because she definitely gave a response to that. She was like, never. So, you know, when you get your opponent to react in a way that's like opposite of what's being said, like even to give energy to what's being said, because you know they're going to say shit you don't like. But for her to be like, never, that shit definitely triggered. It triggered the shit out of her. You ain't going to tell me it didn't. Come on, for instance. And she knows the hood is watching when Champion interviews her. So she has to make sure that she acts right. But then turns the Caucasian switch on with URL to negotiate her bag price. In a way it's class, but it's really trash. Like, she gets on stage swag, but in the back light. She talks to Swave mad, but talks to Pat nice. In front of Jay Black, but in front of Smack White. Oh my God. Did you hear what I just said? This nigga is dummying out. You white. Hell you talk about. You will never rap better than me. Excuse me, you guys. Getting tired. You white, hell you talking about? You will never rap better than me. Fuck is she talking about? 2-0. You right, I am gonna blame your daddy for not understanding his privilege before he got with your mama and started having kids, which left you within an identity crisis at your family crib, pacing back and forth, screaming out, who am I? Way before Danny did. Man, what we talking about? Ayo, don't tell me that Christian served idols and started whitewashing the Bible When your last battle, you left your style, you let your style get whitewashed to go viral. You hypocrite talking about EK's wife. Excuse me. You hypocrite talking about EK's white girl got a flat ass, but this white girl got a... Man, you know what I would have said? That white girl be acting, but this is a career. This white girl be acting like she not a visitor here. No, that white girl is a white girl. We know she ain't a poser. This white girl just appropriates the culture. No, that white girl stays committed to my homie when he's rapping. And this white girl willing to kiss her opponent for reactions. Man, where the hell is your man at? Where your man at? That nigga said, you look like a clown boy. Oh, at Holmes, he got different standards. But when she preps for a battle, Dennis, this, ooh, this nigga, listen to what this nigga's saying. Let me run that back. Yo, you look like a clown boy. Oh, at Holmes, he got different standards. But when she preps for a battle, Dennis, allowed by the guard. So that's so many different ways that could be, you know, interpreted, the literal way that he said it, then the way in which he mentions other battle rappers' names, and how you say, and similarity to the certain words that were being mentioned, like Dennis, allowed. Like a loud, being loud. You know, you niggas know. I'm guessing Prep, you know, I'm guessing, could be wrong, but I'm guessing Prep was mentioned as reference to Prep, who used to battle rap too. If that's not true, you guys let me know. But that's what I took from that. You know how you sound, boy. Oh, I saw how Vic did you. She don't know if she want to kiss this dude or commit with you. And that's a big issue. But when she can't figure out which race she wants to identify as, I can't be shocked at her sending you a mixed signal. Ooh. I got charisma, punches, and a flow that's cold. That round, I had to keep it black and white with you. But next round, I'm going to make sure you don't lose your soul. Try to keep up 2-0. That was, I think, my favorite person, my personal favorite round from Loso. It's really not much to say, so other than it was a great round. A lot of memorable things said. You heard it. And we just gonna proceed on to Vixen the Assassin's round 2. So let's get it. She said, I got that bag for you and started passing you. What this bout? So today, this white girl only brought you here for this body. Like, get out. You know, I'm gonna give it to her. But again, for me, that was predictable. Because once you start saying white girl and bringing the body, my mind gonna go quick to, okay, where we going with this? And when you say get out, it's just like, all right, yeah, okay. Bitch, I got a slick mouth, but Jesus Christ, I'm passionate. I feel like Mary. God chose me to deliver his child. I didn't ask for him. Same book, different Mary. I got a Magdalene. I definitely like that line, that angle.
But in my opinion, she's treading dangerously close to sounding, or at least her delivery or flow is becoming dangerously close to resembling New Jersey twerk to me. So I don't know if she, or if anybody else picks up on that, or someone has told her this, but as a fan who listens to everybody, it's resonating dangerously close with his flow, okay? Just to put that out there. You average fam, who you met swift like me, that hit like me, you couldn't handle Norbs, what made you think you could cross a bitch like me? Okay, the only way you beating me is if you call me a bitch. If you gonna call me a bitch, you better say it now. This your final second. Your only shot at winning is getting foul out. Spit him down. All with clips, aims a grip. Before he get a chance to say that goes around, bow. He comes around. It's karma, bitch. See, you used to being friend to me. Now he nothing but an enemy. I gotta put him in the dirt. I can't vibe with low frequency. I know me being your killer hurts. Shit gets worse. Twin guns, yin and yang. He don't know what he in for. Nah, grab the little John. Paramedics are gonna have to get low. His shit broke. I got the dot stitching his chest. Y'all gonna see low soul with a cast like 6 minutes of death. Nigga, you claim you the best. Nigga, you claim you the best. All you doing angle. All you do is angles. Angle after angle after angle. Why after today you gonna be taking a... Kurt Angle, metal to his chest. Woo. No, wait a minute. My fault. After today, you gonna be taking a Hurt Angle, metal to the chest. He taking that Kurt Angle. Y'all talked about my outfit last time. They was getting the worst angles. This may not be the perfect body, but with the butt, I know how to work angles. To what I've been dangerous. To be dope, that's the key low. Two ratchets, you want the shenanay or the key low low? Oh no, I brought something hot for the bull. Y'all gonna see my brim. Where the logo, listen, you a holo. You can't fight, that's not cap. And if he can fight, I'm gonna shoot. This not just rap. This is not just rap, so you can get the beat down. You can get the beat down low. Or your top left back. Let's state facts. What? Let's state facts. You only on kings versus queens because of me. Now you think you the bomb. Low soul, they brought you here to be next to a beast. You Han Solo. There was some thought in that, so I definitely appreciated that line. Understand, low, so I'm not here to take your life for nothing. They question if I put out flames and it ignited something. Beat me? This bitch bluffing. That's a bold lie. This won't even be a soul tie. What this Christian gonna do? Condemn a vixen to hell? Bitch, I'm already on fire. So if he faithful, that is none of my business. Let Nina kiss you. Now the pastor got a mistress. Woo! I don't care if he a Christian. That's what God is my witness. Old ratchets flipping church like don't be a menace. I'm getting sick of it. From start to finish, you getting put up in the casket. Max spitting in your face, low soul. You's a faggot. I can't stand it. You run with the corniest niggas in battle rap. The cockiness don't match the buzz. If this was high school, the horsemen would be the group of niggas that ask for hugs. I've had enough. I ain't come to play pussy. You roll with cornballs to make yourself look better. That's your worst trait, pussy. White boy scared to say pussy. Virgin never taste pussy. What's in sensei pocket? Probably a fake pussy. Whoa. Bitch said, I don't have a punch for this. You a bitch and you been one. We both pussies. I got one, you is one. The shit dumb. Don't say I'm only here cause sex sells. Boy, I show my ass fully clothed. That's strange. If sex sell, I brought a dick in the butt. Dude got happy, that's gay. Bullets selling in pussy back page. He'll get an exclusive drop. A game low soul. God can give you life, but he can't stop me from taking it from you, nigga. You ain't that saved. Wow. Now that's my favorite round from Vixen the Assassin. She definitely came through, delivered, was playing no games. I'm not sure if she probably, you know, after her round one, she felt like, oh no, let me step it up a notch. Definitely liked her second round. And now that I'm, you know, because in all fairness, you know, I don't feel comfortable actually saying Loso took that round. To me, it was debatable. They both had really strong round twos. Their second rounds were both really, really strong. And I don't think anybody said something in their round that was, you know, more detrimental than the other one. It was give and take, like, type of shit. So for me, I would say that round two is debatable, if you will. But let me get into this round three and let y'all niggas go and do what it do. It is Friday. I got another episode for you guys later on in the afternoon / evening, so look out for that as well. All right, Loso, let's go. Round three. Yo, Smack, I should be bodying that cake like General right about now. You know I don't fear these scrubs. I only chose Vix over Chess, because with this round, I'm about to clear things up. You the woman of the year, right? Woman of the year? Yo, ask any battle rapper. Nothing helps them out more than having a clear conscience. Trust me, the Lord knows. Hear slander about my name and I don't even entertain it. You know the truth. It's easy to ignore those. But not you, baby girl. Every battle, you feel like you have to write a pre-buttle. Just in case we bring up you sleeping with Norbs, though. My theory, if you willing to kiss another man in front of your husband, I can only imagine what you do when the door's closed. This y'all woman of the year? This y'all woman of the year? Well, most don't see it. You want me to ignore all the gossip? How about you start living in a way so I won't believe it? I really mean this. You could be the one to teach and even reach for them all. Man, forget selling sex. You a woman of the year and all these dreams are yours? But to get on leagues, y'all on, she had to be a freak on tour? Ooh. And if that's the case, she definitely does belong to the streets. Star Norbs, the hell are we doing? It's levels. Hiding that she's a freak. I know y'all want to conceal Victoria's secret, but I ain't buying what's underneath. telling me this. Y'all woman of the year? Okay, you not understanding. Huh? They couldn't care less if you land a punch as long as your body looks right when the camera's up. Man, what's up? URL, y'all really damaged her and victimized. Tell them you've been taken advantage of. Now that was mean. And if you didn't catch it, it's probably the way I said it, but I'm gonna run it back. The nigga said y'all really damaged her and victimized. Tell me you've been taken advantage of. The victimized is broken down two ways. You know, being damaged and she felt victimized, obviously literal terms. But then when you stretch that word victimized, it's Vic, you know, her name Vic, them eyes. So he says, you know, tell and victim eyes. So he looked in the bitch eyes and could tell she'd been taken advantage of. So that's exactly why I really paid a lot of attention to that line. It was smooth. It's like, those are the lines I look for in battle rap. Shit like that. Delivery like that. I had to wing it. Let me clear it up. I had to redefine what you do on a low to get your career to budge. I mean, the fact that the panel picked you seemed unfair to us. Wait, I said CC, wing, Rita, do low. You know I ain't come here to judge. I understand. When you lost your two-on-two partner, Ebony, we knew that your stock would struggle, but it wasn't a shock to us. Because women only turn into vixens when they ain't got no hustle. Oh, my God. No bullshit. That was my favorite line. No bullshit. You should know if you're a fan of battle rap, that whole reference was to Miss Hustle. Miss Hustle's real name is Ebony. I guess there was a 2-on-2 with Vixen the Assassin and Miss Hustle. And apparently, the way he spit this line, it was as if she couldn't get her momentum or her buzz back. She was struggling and the nigga said, again, I'm gonna repeat that because that fucking line is retarded. But it wasn't a shock to us because women only turn into vixens when they ain't got no hustle. That shit was mean. Man, they love you. They love you, but not me. I had to diss this diva. You see, my wish list is this chick with dip. Don't leave us. Oh, Loso, you only feel that way because you a Christian leader. But Cardi B don't play her music in front of her daughter. So I don't want the culture listening to this vixen either. Wow. This y'all woman of the year? This y'all woman of the year? Well, this way you and I missed it. I ain't here to scrutinize, but to a tie, what made you decide this one? Case you was diamond on everyone. Oh, Casey was diamond on everyone like a suicide mission. That's why my pack different. Big pimping. I have Jay cruising by Vixen. Girl, listen, why are we here? Cause she wanna celebrate her win with me. Smack. Well, tonight she getting drugged again. I'ma really get victory laps. Victory lap. You on a roll, but let me give up. You on a roll, but I need you to understand this with me. Why would you name yourself after something that you would never want your daughters to be? Wow. You did it for the clout? You did it for the clout? Well, I don't care, man. I need you to pursue truth to the end and then a God who can save you from your sin. And turn a God who can save you from your sin. Because, yeah, you walked through flames last time, but I'm praying you won't ever have to do it again. I got charisma, I got punches, and I got a flow that's cold. I knew you was going to lose the battle. I just came here so you wouldn't lose your soul. So what's there to say other than his round 3, he definitely was making it known. That's it. This is it. I need you to understand that you're done. You're done, right? At least that's what he's giving off in his round three to me. Vixen's round three, let's get to it. I said a Christian versus a Vixen. Go on, hear the difference. But we know different to the fans. You know better than I am. In they eyes, bitch, we both get on our knees when we talk to a man. Wow. Understand, we finally face to face and you still ain't gonna move none. They gave us a couple weeks to tighten up our rounds. Bow! Just for you to get a loose one. This dude dumb. I'll catch him at his baptism. The leg come checks in the water. He red run. I'm shooting at the pastor. Have you ever seen a red run? Don't get it twisted though. She fighting back. Like she ain't no slouch, all right? I'm not done. What the fuck is this? A whole verse, the Holy Bible. Jezebel versus Jesus? Boy, you went for a crazy ride. I'll hit him without the scope. Adam and Eve, he got caught with a naked eye. No lie. I can flip that. I want this bitch to make a move. Like Adam and Eve, look at the first couple. That's the naked truth. What you gonna do? I'm at your neck if you don't show some respect. Clip go from 12 to 6 like a stimulus check. I brought imaginary gun bars. I know you did too. Shit, I ain't even mad that he did. Cause just like your imaginary gun bars, bitch, this shit all in your head. I want you to live from a machine, in and out tubes. Is he paying attention? The irony, a horse living, but it won't be in a stable condition. What the fuck is you not getting? I don't care about your fake ass angles. It ain't shit that you can expose. No matter how many receipts you brought, it's to the point of no return. Okay. I hit his dome, leg chrome. He dead wrong. I shoot a nigga down to see what his friend's on. See, again, that flow just sounds so similar to twerk, but okay. I want everybody going. Look at him. He got I won't take the whole team out. How fab you low so thinking I won't clean house. Woo! I said I'm here to take you out. You're not ready. I'm not going. First shot, leave them open. When pop's loaded, the wound 24 hours, it's not closing. Loso, I'm not like these other bitches. When smacking Beasley call me, it's not for chilling. I'm for killing. All my lines crazy. They out the door and around the building. These are stick 'em. I hit him twice. He fell back. Punches just like my battles. You only need two to feel the impact. I had to, just because of that double impact line. I had to give it to her twice. Resume, we don't compare in battle rap. You just breeze through a fresh air in battle rap. I came for the crown, a fresh air in battle rap. That was tough too. With the least amount of battles, I'm making the biggest difference. Yup, people like 40 and Jazz, it opened the doors, but I broke the bitch off the hinges. I need you to listen. For 3 years, you've been on the champion list. Always 11 or 12 when we're born. They check for 10 fingers and 10 toes, not 11 or 12. It is pick a number, 1 through 10, not 11 and 12. 11 and 12, you can't even touch 10. How you supposed to be a slam dunk when you can't even touch rim? Do you get it? You will never be number one. I know that's tough. Mook said I beat DNA. He know what's up. Daylight said I'm at the top. He showing love. Loso Lux said I was a killer in his last interview. Loaded Lux even mentioned you know. Loaded Lux ever mentioned you know. And they never will. Because you will be up there. You cemented your spot and literally stuck there. Oh, run that back. That didn't sound right. It says, Loaded Lux ever mentioned you? No, and they never will, because you will never be up there. You cemented your spot and literally got stuck there. I don't care. Come at my career, that shit will never get to me. Be mad I made woman. Yo, she's crazy. Be mad I made woman of the year. You still bitch of the century. I'm doing you nasty look. This vixen untouchable. I said nasty looks. Vixen walk in church and make the whole congregation uncomfortable. So you can go and find a bitch you think is fucking with me. Make sure she's sugar free, because these bitches think shit sweet. So I'm not going to kiss your cheek, nigga. Don't get dramatic. Why would I put my lips on you, Loso? You're a faggot. I'ma just be honest. The round three was amazing too. Her round three was strong, as was Loso. But I am sorry, ladies. I am going to give round three to Loso. That's my personal opinion. I am not taking anything away from Vixen the Assassin's round three. It was fucking bananas. You heard it. She definitely came hard. I just feel like Loso had a slight edge in his round three because he was like talking, like with conscious positivity, trying to instill some truth or positive, you know, that kind of talk. So I think that's what for me gave the edge. And he played into that very much, and it, you know, worked out well for him. But don't get it twisted. Y'all heard this bitch. She definitely is not playing. I totally look forward to seeing more battles with her performing. And this is why I fucking love this culture. Because you just don't know, my nigga. They just come with it. And I'll be right there like, yeah, let me hear what you're talking about. So shout out to both Loso and Vixen the Assassin. Amazing event. Shout out to Babs Bunny and URL and Queen of the Ring and Vague and Devo and Smack and Beasley, everybody who has involvement, Caffeine. I don't get a check from y'all, but I love what you do. I love the culture, and as long as you keep doing what you do, you can rest assured I'm gonna keep doing what I do. So with that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed this commentary. Look forward to the next segment in days to come, in which I will be doing T-Top versus Coffee. That's a good one too, you guys. So yeah, come back and check me, okay? That's about all. Enjoy your Friday. Later, you guys.